Welcome to the Friedreich Ataxia edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the FA community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Special Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're talking today with Kyle Bryant, spokesman for the Friedreich Ataxia Research Alliance, otherwise known as FARA. Kyle lives just outside Philadelphia and was diagnosed in 1998 at the age of 17. He's been raising funds for research since 2007 and has been on the staff of FARA since 2009. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Absolutely. Excited to speak with you.
So you're kind of a rock star celebrity within the world of Friedreich ataxia. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, I'm really grateful to be doing what I do and, you know, riding my bike and raising money. And really, it's the community that makes it all happen. Like, you know, we've raised over $10 million for research. And obviously, that wasn't me. It was the rest of the community. When we all come together, that's really what makes a difference when we all put our shoulders to the wheel.
How well known is Friedreich ataxia in terms of rare disease?
So when I was diagnosed, for example, in 1998, there wasn't a whole lot online. And what you could find was not encouraging. But now, you know, there's obviously a lot online from FARA. And also just in the medical industry and literature online, you know, if you search Friedreich's ataxia now, you could read all day if you want. So, you know, so that's a really exciting thing in comparison to how it used to be.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned there was nothing on in terms of therapy for a long time. Just last year, the FDA approved its first ever treatment for Friedreich ataxia, Skyclarys. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah. It's really exciting. I mean, we've all been working towards this end for, you know, 25 years. And so it's a really amazing accomplishment for the community. We know that it's not a cure. You know, a cure can be defined a lot of different ways, right? Mm-hmm. But we know that it's proven in clinical trials to slow the progression of FA.
Yes.
Which really is going to buy patients time to get to a more effective and therapeutic treatment. And so, I mean, we're really excited about this first step in our journey towards a cure.
Great. Now, as far as I understand, it's not only medication. I mean, there is a lot patients can do to delay progression of the disease, starting with exercise and motor skills and just developing a balance and coordination, correct?
Yeah. Really, I think it's something we can all do. I think everyone can understand that exercise improves your health. And, you know, for somebody with FA or any movement disorder, it becomes a lot more difficult to do exercise, but we know that that helps. You know, a rising tide lifts all boats, right? Like, exercise is going to help a lot of different aspects of your own health.
So speak about your experience with FA and your efforts to improve yourself through exercise and obviously biking, cycling.
Yeah, I mean, Personally, I feel really great after a long bike ride. That's, you know, that afterglow is the best time. And I think it gives me confidence knowing that what I've accomplished, even if it's just one bike ride for a day, knowing that I've accomplished that, it gives me the confidence to tackle the next thing. So, you know, a lot of it is mental. I mean, when I'm on the bike trail, I can forget about everything and just focus on whatever my pedal spinning in front of me, you know, and my mind goes to really creative places and I can forget about my troubles for a little while. So, you know, not only is it physical, but it's very mental as well.
Of course. And you're also, in your capacity working with FARA, you're also coordinating the network of FARA ambassadors around the world, right?
So I run our FARA Ambassador Program. I'm really proud of all the participants in the program. We meet once a month by Zoom and learn about all the new things in FARA. And, the ambassadors are some of the first people to learn about new developments. And we also use the program to, if there's something we want to find out about, how the community thinks and what kind of education the community might need for different aspects of either treatment or even just the basic science about the disease, we can run it by the ambassadors. And so it's been a really valuable relationship between FARA and all the participants of the ambassador program.
How many do you have currently, and in how many states and countries?
So we have about 80 participants in the program. Most of them are in the US, but we do have a handful of international participants from Australia and Brazil and Europe as well. And Albania, and a few others, and even India. We're communicating more and more with the community in India. So it's really exciting to see how the ambassador program is expanding and making a difference.
So we spoke recently with Jessica Peza of Albania, and she's, I understand, one of your newest ambassadors. And she told me that she's one of only 30 FA patients in all of the Southern Balkans, in a region that consists of Albania, North Macedonia, Montenegro, and Kosovo. So it's a really rare disease in an isolated part of the world.
But it's incredible, especially when you talk to her specifically, and really, anyone in that region, you can feel how much difference they can make. And almost because we're rare, makes us even that much more powerful. And I think she feels that herself, and it even bolsters her to make a bigger impact. And a lot of the stuff that she posts on social media, just about like working out and stuff like that, I think it really makes a big impact to be a part of a community that is active. And she's a leader in the community, and I think people in that region and all over the world look up to her.
Wonderful. I want to ask you, just to wrap up, if we can, what do you see coming down the pipeline in terms of therapies, in addition to that which has already been approved, Skyclarys?
There's some really exciting things from, small molecules to gene therapy and gene editing, genetic medicine. Our pipeline is full. One of the principles at FARA is to have a deep and diverse pipeline, and have as many shots on goal as possible. And so we're always looking for the next thing, and the pipeline's full, and we'll continue to keep it that way.
Wonderful. Kyle, thank you so much for speaking with us. Appreciate your time. This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.